Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time. Episode 164. It is episode 164, and we got a hell of a show for you today. My name is Montego Bradley, host of Fans of Patrol. With me is the entire posse, the sensitive one, Miss Tiffobot. How are you, Tiff?
It's Saturday. I know that's a little behind the scenes stuff because we could record whenever, but it's close to my birthday. Feeling pretty good.
Birthday is coming. Is that this week or next week?
It's going to be Monday. I'm going to be 872 years old.
Oh, almost up there with Yoda. That's cool. That's all right. That's all right. Shoot. And the smooth one himself.
S-M-O-O-V-E spells smooth, not Dwayne.
And it's not your birthday.
Not yet.
But I see you got some new, I see you got some new peepers over there like it's your birthday.
Yeah, I do. I have some vision over here that I'm reluctant to wear.
You got the old man's going on, huh?
Yeah. Clark Kent's.
Yeah? Yeah. You're going to try to cool it up by saying Clark Kent.
Yeah,
that is. You know what? There's nothing wrong with wearing glasses.
No, he got those. Come here, boy.
No, I don't.
Actually, you know what? He's tripping over here. Kids wear those these days. He's just cool. Like, the kids are cool.
Exactly, yeah. He over here tripping.
They know you're old when you say, that's cool.
Hey, I say that all the time.
That's what I'm talking about. You're not young anymore. You're just the youngest on this show.
I'm that corner.
That's right. That's what you get for podcasting with a bunch of old dudes. So on this week's show, man, we're going to talk about some heavy-duty Star Wars news, and we also got some Marvel news. Black Panther threw down some sweet stuff, and we're going to talk about a little bit of that today. Also, we got a Netflix trailer about an it-ish-looking, strangerous thingy speaking German language, and so... That's from.
I couldn't let you get away with just everything that you like.
And so you brought this. Wonderful. We are going back to Hawkins, man. Was that the name of the town? We're going back to the Stranger Things town.
Yeah, Hawkins.
Yeah, we're gonna go check that out in the ending episodes. We started it last week, and we're gonna come and finish that up. And what you're watching this week, also, man, we have Fans in Translation, and what's this one about, Tiff? What are we translating today?
Movies about gods.
Gods.
Oh, okay.
Big gods, little gods, gods with the little g.
Deities.
There we go.
All that.
Deities.
All
right. Yes.
Awesome. So, the big daddy, Thor Ragnarok, we all went to the movies and checked out Chris Hemsworth and all those other people.
I almost turned into Thor at the movies.
You know, really? You got some problems?
Golly, yeah, we'll let that, we'll get to that later.
So, with that, you guys ready to get this on?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's roll. So we're back, man, and it's our favorite time of the year. We have a Star Wars stuff. Speaking of Star Wars stuff, real quick thing. My cousin is on my Facebook page, and she put out something the other day talking about all this Star Wars stuff. I just watched the last few Star Wars movies, and they were boring. I was like, stop looking at it and get off of my feed.
You get so defensive about it. It's not like it's your baby.
The hell out of here.
She was talking about the last two. Rogue One and...
That's what
people get so upset about. Having a different I think that is kind of the spice of life, is like not only having your own opinion, but like the ability to feel deep offense and rage about something that theoretically doesn't really matter, right?
Well, I guess not, but this is something else that I see. I look at it a different way. I look at people out there who see people liking stuff,
right?
Yes,
right. And they always want to be on the opposite side just to be special.
The thing is, like you said, you have to have a reason, you know, or you're just gonna be one of those guys that's making noise, sounding stupid.
Well, Graham used to be on this show, right? Like, he would like go opposite anything. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody loves Ohio State, you know, at our job and stuff. Right. Ohio State. Oh yeah, I hate Ohio State. Why? Why?
Yeah, why do you have
it? Oh, because everybody loves it. Get the hell out of my face. Yeah, you know, yeah, just as stupid. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, that is different.
Yes.
Like it if you like it. Hate it if you hate it. Honesty is the best policy, even when it comes to your fandoms.
What's going on with this Star Wars stuff, Tiff?
So they're making even more Star Wars. They're going to have on that Disney when they, you know, when they have their streaming service, which is just what we need, another streaming service, and because it's Disney, it's probably going to cost $800.
No, Tiff. Newsflash of that story, it is cheaper than Netflix.
Oh,
I'm out. Wow. It doesn't fucking matter. I don't want to pay, even if it's $6, I don't want to pay $6 a month for one thing. It's like, okay, maybe you can have unlimited pizza and eat pizza every fucking meal of your life for, you know, $20 a month, but I'm not always gonna want to eat pizza.
Well, I'll be getting it.
I was gonna say they're gonna have a whole bunch of Disney programs on there though, right?
That's just the like,
they taking all their stuff. Yeah, man. They taking all of the
even the Disney XD stuff.
Bullshit. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. We should have a streaming service that's able to provide us with multiple platforms of stuff, not just like, oh hey, because Netflix is definitely turning into a Netflix platform where like you have to have Netflix for Netflix programming.
Yes. Yeah. And that, to me, that is what makes it worth it. You know, just the fact if you throw on a bunch of movies and old TV shows, that was cool for a moment, but we're past that now. Shit, you better produce. You got to go spend some money now.
Right.
You know, and Netflix is in trouble. You know, because I think they kind of overdid it with a lot of this stuff, and you know, now you got all kind of rivals going after you and stuff. Mm. Hell, this week, Disney almost bought 20th Century Fox, but the deal didn't go through. You know, they was about to get all that stuff.
Oh, they sure was. Yeah.
Well, it's dangerous to go first, right? Because Netflix was the first of its kind. Mm. And then when you are the first of your kind, what you do is give everyone the idea.
And they do it better.
Yeah, they take your shit and they say, fuck you, I'm taking all of my Marvel, all of my Star Wars, all of my movies, and I'm going to do my own. Good luck, you piece of garbage.
Well, and listen, Netflix has been highly, widely successful because of the Marvel properties with the superheroes and stuff. Not only because, but it was a big, huge part of their success, you know?
Yeah, but that'll still be theirs because those are theirs. This is going to be a different thing, which we'll talk about in our next story. It's kind of like the same story, but like what I want to talk about with this Star Wars thing is it too much Star Wars?
It depends. I'll say this. I really, 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 really enjoy Star Wars Rebels. And when it first started, it was a little cartoony, like Kitty. But really quickly, it got really mature a lot faster. Yeah, now, they still try to keep it a little kiddie because, like, the two Jedi on the show rarely, like, you know, dismember somebody or anything like that. Or like, you know.
Go all the way in.
They don't really slash people with their lightsabers and stuff like that. They kind of do the old kick you to the ground thing.
Right.
And we know that's so it can stay on the kid channel.
Right.
But all it would take, really, for it to just become adult was for that kind of stuff to happen. And the characters are really, really compelling. They're really, really good characters. It could be an adult show with adult actors, and it would be really good. It was actually set 5 years before A New Hope, and now it's kind of going at the beginning. It's like at the beginnings of A New Hope, before
getting real close to it.
And it's so interesting, but it's right there, and you see some familiar characters, but they don't rely on that. It does not rely on, you know,
the main characters to
establish itself. And so it's done a really good job. And so if they did something like that, or if they did the Knights of the Old Republic, and I'm not talking about Obi-Wan Old Republic, Knights of the Old Republic was like 25,000 years. That story was so good. It had nothing, I mean, absolutely nothing to do with, you know, the mainstream Star Wars. So you could do that, Tiff, you know. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I think that's great. But I think that's true. But there is a point where there will be too much.
Well, yeah, for some people.
And, I mean, there has to be. Like, even if, you know, okay, like, even if this isn't the point or that's not the point, like, if every single show that we ever watched was Star Wars, it would be too much, right?
I would say yes. I would say yes. But you know what I just immediately start thinking of? Television.
What?
Cops and hospitals. It's always cops in hospitals on TV in some form
of fortune. It's trash.
But they always the most highly rated. They always have the biggest, and they're on for years and years and years and years and years. They don't never go off until it just gets so stale, and then they come up with another one to replace it. Am I right or wrong? I mean, that's true. It's always cops and nurses and doctors on TV. Always. People never get tired of it. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of hospital stories, a lot of cop stories.
All the time. Yeah. So, you know, you might think it might get too much, but it might not, Tiff, because, you know, those are our cops and doctors now.
and they're always at war. Yeah, so. With something.
I guess.
Yeah. It might be.
Speaking of this Disney streaming service, there are also going to do a Marvel show, unannounced, undecided as well. Like, it's not clear what the show is going to be about, but they are going to make their own Marvel show.
Well, we know y'all going to do that. What the hell y'all announce it here, you know?
That's great. Yeah.
Well, I think they're basically saying, hey, they're also going to make a Monsters, Inc. show and a High School Musical show, you guys.
They should do that because the kids love it, man. Right,
yeah. They fucking do. It's bananas.
The kids love it. My kids was in love with High School Musical. They was in love with it, Jack.
You watched it too, though, didn't you?
I watched it. It wasn't so bad.
Disney is like the bad boyfriend who comes to your house after you've had, you think that you're doing good. You're like, and then he's like, all of a sudden he breaks up with you on a text message and you come and like he took like your Cuisinart and your KitchenAid, he took like the TV. Like,
it sounds like you're speaking about something here. What are we talking about?
You sit on an old milk carton and you just hope that you can, afford to get new furniture with your PetSmart paycheck. You know you can't.
Wow, Tiff, I think we need to go back to therapy.
I'm just saying, in this scenario, Netflix is sitting on the milk crate. I feel very bad for Netflix. I'm just saying, like, and I guess you guys, I know we're moving towards it. It doesn't matter how much we talk about it. It doesn't matter. We are going to eventually be in this place where we have 7,000 streaming services and we have to pick and choose. And you know what? I might just not have any TV.
I disagree.
I might just get so furious.
I disagree.
I won't do it.
You know what's going to happen? It's gonna the streaming services is gonna be like network television. It's gonna boil down to just a few. I mean, because they're gonna knock the hell out of Hulu and they're gonna get rid of Amazon. It's only gonna be a few. Watch, it's only gonna end up being like maybe three, you know, at the end. And then you think about, I wonder if Disney is gonna consolidate all these other shows like The Runaways and what's that other one on Freeform? Cloak and Dagger, you know, because all this stuff, you know, are they going to consolidate their shows now? Are they going to put it all on streaming services? Or are they going to keep a little bit out here and there, you know?
They can't take those away. I think they have rights.
I'm cool with this. Indeed. Hey, we only got one more month, man.
Yeah, and I'm excited.
I'm not looking forward to sitting in the theater smooth. I'm so anti-theater at this point. I just don't know what to do. I'm trying not to complain about it.
You're so old!
No, Tiff, I'm just tired of this shit. I don't like sitting next to people I don't know.
From my experience that I had, I can feel his pain.
God, I'm tired of it.
I'm kind of tired of it, too.
These goddamn movie theaters, listen, leave me alone. Let me buy my ticket indiscriminately and sit where I want to and...
Yeah, well, you know, and people, here's the thing I miss most about the old theaters. Not being able to fucking move if I want to.
Yes. You're on my nerves. I'm going up to the row right before the wall. But you can't do that. The good old days.
Too bad they can't put the plexiglass up there like hockey, you know, like the hockey when you're in the penalty box. Get you, you know what I'm saying? Get you like some little speakers or headphones.
Take
or
your ass over there. You're in the penalty box, sir.
Get out of here.
Well, the movie theater I go to has a lot of, this is really weird, has a lot of rules, quote-unquote rules. It used to have these rules where, like, I don't think they enforce them anymore. Where, like, you couldn't come to a movie late. So, like, if you bought a ticket,
nice.
You can't come in after the movie starts.
Nice. I like.
But here's the thing. I don't know if they enforce it. Two, they used to not let kids into the movies after 8 o'clock.
Nice. So, like, I love it.
That's
cool. If it was 8 o'clock, no more kids.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be in the bed anyway.
I like it.
Here's the thing. That's the thing. They still let them do it. That's bullshit. Thirdly, before the movie starts, they run this advertisement that's like, hey, don't talk during the movie.
Right,
if you talk during the movie, you will be removed. You get one warning, and if you come back, you're being removed. Now, here's the thing. That fucking sucks. Like, okay, so last night we're at Thor Ragnarok, right? Fine, great. There's fucking tons of kids, which is fine, okay? But somebody starts crying, okay? I don't know why. And it's not a baby. It's a child.
You little bastard.
And here's the thing. I was like,
you bastard.
No one's going to tell on them because, one, most people are, like, too polite to be like, hey, your kid's being annoying. But also because it's not our responsibility to do that. Somebody should have been like, hey, take your... And they should have taken their fucking kid out of there.
That's
like,
the whole point right there. You should have enough sense to do that. Like, yo, I don't want to be that person that everybody's looking at. Like, golly, you know. So, yeah, I would take my kid outside. Matter of fact, you're not even coming to the show yet.
I remember sitting in a movie theater and a dude would walk up twice during the movie with a flashlight.
Yeah, the usher, yeah.
And make be like, sure, yeah. Get your feet off that seat. And you like, motherfucker.
Right. Yeah.
Shit.
Now they just let babies cry. The thing about it is that here's the thing. When I hear your baby crying in the movie and you don't leave, what I hear is, I care more about Thor Ragnarok
than
my own child.
Yeah, right. Or maybe the kid doesn't want to see the movie. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe the mom's scaring the shit out of him.
Maybe the kid, I don't want to see this movie anymore. You know, I'm too young for this.
He's actually just a critic for like Rotten Tomatoes, and his review is,
All right, where we at, man?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Totally off track. It's,
we went off a little bit, but that's okay. People like that. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the Black Panther posters because they are pretty rad, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah,
looking good. Yeah, they are dope. Love them. I'm excited. That's all I need to see. I don't need to see no more trailers. They showed the Black Panther thing, and when I went to go see the movies yesterday.
Yeah, it was a little different.
It was like slightly different trailer.
No. That's the one. That's the last one we looked at.
I know. But I don't remember it being like that
because it was on the big screen. That big screen make it look different, man. You're like, whoa, like the second Star Wars they showed in there, and to me, I liked it so much better. Yeah, I was like, oh, now this is nice. I guess because it's so big and in your face, and you can really see it
and hear it.
Because the last Star Wars trailer, unfortunately, I did watch. I never watched it on my television. I watched it on my phone.
Yeah, on your phone. Yeah.
So I really didn't appreciate it. You remember? I was kind of down on it. I was like, it was all
right. Right.
But yesterday, I was excited about both of those. You're fine.
Yeah.
So, Tiff, what you think about these things, man?
I like them. They have like little tiny things. They have like, they say who they are on them, and I like her son's survival, his king's command. Dope. Like that's what their little things say, nice. And they're really quite cool. Like to see them and see. I like things like that. It's like, it's like the flavor text on a Magic the Gathering card.
Okay.
Right.
But I think these posters look really rad. I don't know the point of having so many posters because
it's just hype.
What?
Yeah.
Hype train.
Yeah, but what do you put them out? Still, like, okay, because like, when you go to the movies, you guys' theaters still have posters outside, right?
Yeah. They don't have all these, though. That's for sure.
Well,
right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Certain ones do.
But, I mean, they don't. They have so many movies there. They're not going to have five of these.
Yeah, right. You know what? They might give them away on the preview night, you know.
Oh, that's true.
Because I'm a bad guy.
When I used to work at the movie theater, you would get so many posters and stuff because be like, who wants posters?
Right.
Oh, I didn't even notice this stuff, Tiff. His father's legacy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying. That's what I was talking
about.
Her
king's love.
His people's rage.
Yeah, those are rad. That's what I'm saying.
Her nation's honor.
His nation. Okay. So, it's pretty cool. I dig it, man. I'm ready for this movie. Who the hell is she? Her brother's keeper. That's Siri. Damn, she fine.
and they do have Man-Ape in here.
When I was in the movie theaters, they showed this trailer, obviously.
Yes, indeedy.
Awesome. It's an awesome trailer. I'm excited.
Yes, indeedy.
They show the trailer for Justice League. Indeed. I almost wanted to boo.
Get out of here, man.
Boy. Fuck. It is so bad. That movie is going to be such burning garbage.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
It's
yes,
gonna
it
be
is.
Dope.
No, it isn't. It isn't. It looks like trash.
No.
No, come on, Tiff.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, fine. Whatever. You know who else when it's all said and done.
You know who else is looking forward to it? Kevin Feige is looking forward to it. Me and Kevin, we're together on this, and we're both looking forward to it. We don't understand, the rage over it, you know? We're looking forward
to it. I'm not mad. I don't care if it's garbage or not garbage. It's just going to be garbage.
I think it's going to be all right. Because still, right. we can be heroes. You know.
The thing about it is that when it comes time, I would like to say, hey, we will know in a few weeks if I am right, but we'll never know because Montego's gonna like it even if it is trash.
That is bullshit, and let me tell you something else. I'm gonna tell you something else.
I think that is true. Yeah. I think you will.
Smooth, you can
get in the beginning because just like Phantom Menace, you're gonna be in straight denial.
I got a left cheek and a right cheek, and it's two of y'all. Get out of here. this is what's gonna happen.
Alright.
Tiff is already in nerd rage paradise, right?
Right, yeah.
This movie can't be bad at this point because the expectations is so low.
Can't get no lower. Right, yeah.
It's so low that people are gonna be like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Right. You know?
Right. Oh Lord.
So
maybe that's true.
Oh boy. So what we got now going on, Tiff?
So do you want to talk about this little weird trailer called Dark for Netflix?
Not really, but you put it on here, so let's talk about it.
Oh come on. This is exactly the kind of shit that you guys want to watch.
In English?
Well, I mean,
there is nothing wrong with subtitles.
It has a touch of the 80s. So
It looks like it and Stranger Things all mixed into one.
Hey.
Yeah, that sounds great. Right, yeah, right. But they're like, he shot Sheevan Fiven. You know, I'm like, what is he saying? Hurry up and read.
Oh my God. That is so limiting. There's so much great stuff that you can watch that has subtitles.
So what are we looking at here, Tiff?
What?
It's like, it looks like there's some German folktale stories, but like the scary ones.
What's the name of it?
Like it's called Dark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's about how the past and the future are all connected. So, like, it takes place in three different timelines, 33 years apart. So,
I think it's like a straight It ripoff, huh?
Yeah.
2019, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But there's no scary clown in this. What are you talking about? There's lots of stories that have time travel elements in them. I don't understand. I don't understand how you can watch 800 things in Star Wars and be like, it's fine. But then as soon as something has some similarities like time travel, you're like, holy shit, it's the same thing, and I refuse to enjoy it.
No, it lost me at Sheeshin Faison.
Oh my God.
They got a scary cave. Look like they got a scary cave and.
Uh huh.
In the woods. You got the woods out here, and yeah. You got all the elements.
I think it looks good.
You are not going to watch it. Get out of here.
I'm going to watch it.
She's going to watch it.
You're going to watch it.
She's going to watch it.
Hey, Tiff, I don't see no brothers in this movie, man.
It's in German.
It's an old Germany.
Yeah, it's old Germany.
That is weird. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's no army base around it. So we're not going to be there. It's like Lord of the Rings. Where were we?
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Right.
I think it looks pretty good. I can see why it won't be successful because... just like everything, people don't like to read subtitles, so we'll see what happens.
Well, it'll be a few of y'all out there loving this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be me and like one other weirdo.
You know, but without looking at the subtitles, you know, they don't show that much happening. I mean, I like the period, you know, the period and periodness of the whole thing. It looks, but I don't know what the hell is happening without like reading.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just like what's happening?
Yeah, it's people walking around and you know what I'm saying? They're just with the face of like this is blank. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And disbelief, and then you got a couple of people scared. Yeah, you know.
Would you like it better if it was German Star Wars?
What would it be called?
If you just throw a lightsaber in that guy's hand right there, that would probably work.
Star Wars.
Right, and that old lady, give her a lightsaber too.
put a mask on that guy. That one's a stormtrooper.
Right. Shit. Yeah, that's a no for me.
Of course it is. Of course it is. So that brings us to the end of the news portion of our show.
Oh, okay. So we need some social medias there, right?
For everything Fans on Patrol, you can go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us, you can reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com, one word, directly via social media, which is Twitter, on the gram, Instagram, Facebook, @fansonpatrol. And you can listen to us on Stitcher. Tell us where else you can listen to us at, Montego.
Satchel and Podbeam.
That's damn right. Where else can you listen to us at, Tifflebot?
SoundCloud and iTunes.
That's you damn skip. You can listen to us.
That is absolutely incorrect. We are not on SoundCloud.
We ain't on SoundCloud.
No, we are not.
Oh, we're not.
No, no. No. SoundCloud was just about to go out.
I thought we were.
No, nah, they was about to go out of business and stuff.
Well, maybe
put them on, put us on there anyway. Yeah. They need us. They need us to help them.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. We give you five more listeners.
Tune in.
That's yeah. What we are. Oh, all right. Tune in. And also, sorry. Yeah, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Tiffobot will read your review on the air and make your ads famous.
Man, I ain't checked this movie.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm doing it right now. That's what we do every week. We check it while we're on
we
the
probably should have checked because we got one. It took us a year, but we got one.
We sure did.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they didn't leave a review, but they left us some stars, which is nice. That's which you can also do. No words necessary.
You absolutely damn it, Skippy. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I did threaten to find them. That one time.
Find them and kill them.
Right. We're going to find you.
Okay, so where are we now, man? Tiffany is looking for something, so I guess it's on me.
I guess we know. We got to
get. What do you mean? I'm not looking. What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you was looking through your phones and stuff like that. Where we at now? It's break time.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, I thought we were on break. No, okay. We usually go to break,
right? No, we weren't on break. We're on break now. So we'll be right back, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, we are back, man. Last week, we did Stranger Things. We got to about episode 6, and the consensus on the show was that it was a little slow and it was a little low for the first 6 episodes. But, I mean, there was a lot of interesting things, but I don't think that between me and Tiffobot, we weren't impressed at that point with the series.
Yeah, it was you guys.
So, now the second half came, and I have a completely different affinity for what was happening there. So number 7 started out with the sisters episode with the trip to Chicago. I think the whole episode was this group. And what I thought was going to happen in this thing was I'm sorry, spoilers, throw all them spoilies up there, the spoiler warning. And I thought it was going to be a duality in the show at this point. I thought two things were going to be going on at once for the rest of the show, but it's not what was happening. They just gave you a little something which I could see may turn into a Stranger Things spinoff, perhaps.
Spinoff.
Yeah, of course.
But the fanboys have raged pretty hard on the whole episode about what a waste it was, and they didn't like it. And
what?
I've been seeing nothing but negative stuff on the internet about it. And so, but the internet is not the be-all, end-all, the be-all of stuff. But you know how fanboys can get, man. You know, we love to destroy. So Tiff. Well, yep. Smooth. What did you think about the first half? Make that brief, because we already talked
half,
about it.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the first half because it introduced some new characters, and it was maybe 3 episodes that I kind of particularly like. I liked the first one, Mad Max, and you know a couple of ones at the Spy, and a couple ones after that. So yeah, I enjoyed them.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't find them too boring.
I didn't say it. I don't think either one of us said we didn't like it, but it wasn't. It didn't.
It didn't get you like the first no. Stranger Things, yeah.
So, Tiff, you had got almost through the whole thing but last time we talked. So you wasn't sure if you was gonna go finish the end of it. How did it work out for you?
Eh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's fine. You guys, that's the thing. I think it's fine. So I want to talk a little bit about some stuff that happened in the last few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, be my guest. It's wide open.
All right. First of all, shame on you, Duffer Brothers, for introducing Sean Astin just to kill him. That is the shittiest move any storyteller can make ever. Because basically what you're saying to me is, we acknowledge that someone has to die in the story to legitimize it. We acknowledge that this is a dangerous situation in which someone would die. But we are not willing to kill any characters that people already know and love.
Good point.
What we've done is, introduce this character that, who cares?
Yeah,
good. And then when he dies...
Good point.
Who cares?
That, you know, I didn't think about it like that, but it was a good point. And they really, you know, they didn't give you anything to dislike about the character. He was a nerd. He was goofy. Yeah. You know, he was really supportive. He was the perfect man, you know, except for that spare tire around his gut. But other than that, he was a perfect dude.
Yeah.
And they killed him bad.
Yeah, he got mauled,
which is bullshit. Because if you notice, in the rest of this, okay. So, we are assuming that these demodogs, whatever they call them, are killing things because they are going to eat them?
No, they weren't eating. They didn't eat anybody else. They just killed them.
But they didn't eat anybody else but Sean Astin.
Yeah, they feasted on
him. Yeah, right. Yeah, it was hungry.
It was pretty nasty. It was just as bad as that cat. Meow! You know, just letting
it go. That was a good scene right there.
That was terrible.
That was cool.
Yeah, poor kitty.
But yeah, good point, Tiff. I didn't think about it like that. That was a cheap shot.
Yeah, it's shitty. Because here's the thing. There's a theory. There's a famous author who is this term, and I've used it, I think, on the show before. Is a term called kill your darlings, okay? Mm-hmm. It's like if you have something that's too precious, like the kids on Stranger Things, you have to kill one of them because then you're not showing the correct risk. If you are saying, hey, this is dangerous, this is a thing, they're taking risks,
Hold up. Which one?
Yeah.
Which one? Tiff?
Which one?
Oh, kill? Will, for sure.
You would kill Will? You would kill Will?
Which one is Will?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Will was that's the one with the problem. He's like the one with the
Tiefus?
No.
Oh, the one that went through the thing. Yeah.
That's not a risk to me. Because he's not one of the main kids.
That's what I'm saying, though. Correct. That's what I'm saying. Even though he's not a risk, they don't even want to kill him because they feel sad or because they want to make more shows.
That's
or
not
whatever.
That's Tiefus, not what I'm asking you.
Tiefus should have died, actually.
Toothless.
Oh, he's sad. Not,
he should have been for the simple fact that he had the creature. That's why.
I'm not asking y'all who y'all thought should have. Who do y'all think that if you had to choose one, which one would have died?
The girl.
Not
Elle, but the one that had her friend.
That's not a risk. She's a new character. We talking about the main original characters.
Risk.
If you had to choose one, it had to go.
It had to. Well, damn. Everybody liked Tiefus.
Toothless.
Yeah. Dustin.
Okay, Dustin.
Well, no. In the first season, that was his nickname. They called him Toothless the whole time.
Yeah, Toothless. Yeah.
I know.
So what about?
I mean, here's the thing. I don't want him to die. I guess Steve. I don't want him to die, but it seemed like his character arc would bring him to an act of martyrdom.
I thought he was a dead man in that junkyard. Honestly.
Yeah.
I thought he was gone.
Oh, you're talking about the boyfriend.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, right.
I thought he was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll just go on and pick the brother because that's our role. Most of the movies, the brother's the first one to go. right back to the old war movies.
Here's the thing. that brother got somehow he's doing less creepy things, but he's more creepy.
I'm talking about the African American. I ain't talking about that.
In Friday the 13th.
You know the old trope, Tiff. You know the brother never made it through the movie. You know which really broke the mold on that? What? That shark movie with LL Cool J, because he made it to the end.
Oh, Deep Blue Sea.
He made it. I was like, he made it.
That was one of them.
But anyway, let's get back on track, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so one of them should have died to prove that there's actual risk, but they don't want to, and they don't want to make anybody mad. And
So it was,
I get it.
It was for you, huh? It was eh. It was eh.
I just feel like, to me, at this point, it's like, what are we gonna do? Are we gonna eventually watch Stranger Things the college years, or like, what's the plan here? What's the end game? But what? It's just I don't care. Enough to like. I probably, if there's gonna be a third Stranger Things, yeah, I'll probably watch it because I'm a creature of habit. But I'm not like, wow, I cannot wait for Stranger Things 3.
Okay, smooth.
Yes, sir.
What are you thinking about the whole project?
The whole project.
Yes, sir.
I did like the whole project. The end was a little, like she said, blah to me.
Really?
Kind of to me. You know what I mean? It was predictable.
All right.
To me, but I did enjoy it though. I did enjoy pretty much all of it.
Well, I'm going to go fan hard on this one. I think that the whole thing should have started around episode 6, and they should have ended it like they did. I enjoyed the hell out of it. It redeemed the whole series back to me. I was so excited watching 7 through, 9 or something like that. It was it wasn't that many. I enjoyed all of it. I enjoyed the 7th episode. I enjoyed I loved watching the kids running around down in that little cave and stuff, and then the bully. You know, I wanted the bully to get his ass whooped a little more than that, but he really didn't get his ass whooped. You know what I'm saying?
No, he didn't. Yeah.
I hated him, and I hated him so much, so bad.
That was his purpose.
You know, yeah. And that guy is supposed to be there. I think he's up to be Nightwing in the Batman universe.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He may be. So we'll see. the Red Ranger himself with that funny looking wig. So, so anyway, though, I thought it was awesome. The second half of it totally redeemed it for me. But I will stick to my guns and say the first little bit was so slow moving and nothing was really happening. It's not even about it being slow. I just didn't. It wasn't much there in the beginning. It just seemed like it was like riding the wave of the old show, and then the writing to me didn't really get good until around 7, and I really did enjoy it. It could do a spinoff with the other sister. That would be pretty interesting, because that little crew was definitely having some antics when they bust out of the thing and the cops came in there, and I was like, they're dead. And she's like, and they were just like invisible. I was like, coolest power ever. Right. I was like, oh god, right. You literally could be invisible.
Right, yeah,
exactly. Oh god, just so nice. So anyway, I recommend the series, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's still good.
The scariest part of the of Stranger Things to me was when he was about to throw away the Millennium Falcon in the beginning.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was like, no. I was
well, I lost my Millennium Falcon, damn it.
I still got mine.
Damn.
Got two of them. Got the original.
I'm so glad we talked about it just for this interaction. It's just worth it.
Got the original, and I got the new one.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it, man. That's it for Stranger Things. We're going to come back. It's game time, man. And we are doing excellent for time. So we will be right back. All right, man, it's time for Fans in Translation, God's Edition. Or should I say, God's Edition.
Yes.
Let's make it a more, you know, dramatic. So what do we got here today, Tifflebot?
So we got a little bit. We got 3 questions each with a 1 trigger question. I don't think these are super hard, besides the fact that the movies might be hard to know, because you might not know the movies. So good luck. I'm not reading them in any particular order. That means some are going to come out maybe easier, some are going to be harder. Too bad. I'm just going to do it, and I'm going to go down the line. I'm not going to try to pick them out for anyone. So who's first?
Well, wait a minute. Tell the good people exactly what Fans in Translation is, because for the first timers there.
Hi. For anybody who's listening for the first time, I'm an asshole, and also this is how Fans in Translation works. What we do is I take a movie plot, and I put it into Google Translate, and I randomly translate it into another language, and then translate it back into English. And sometimes it really scrambles the meaning of the movie, and we have everyone tries to guess what movie it is. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. But it's 1 point per answer.
Indeed.
All right, so who's going first?
It doesn't matter. Smooth is doing something else, so go ahead. I'm paying
you full first. Attention. Okay. All right. Montego.
Yes, madam.
Here it is.
All right.
This was translated into Welsh.
Oh, okay.
The son of the Greek gods, Zeus and Hera, is abolished from his immortality as babies and must be a real hero to recover.
Oh, man. Is it Clash of the Titans?
No. It's not.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Hey,
I'm
not going
to. Oh, what, you trying to steal?
You want to steal?
Do I lose
it?
Yes,
steal.
You lose a point.
Do I lose
yes.
points
if I yeah, you'll lose a point.
Has
if
to be
wrong.
Risk. Has to be risk.
No, I'm not risking.
All right. Nope. Okay. All right. So this one's for you, Dwayne.
Oh, what was that?
Yeah, right. Yeah, what was that?
Oh, it was Hercules.
Oh. Which Hercules?
Disney movie Hercules.
I thought for a second, damn. But then I was like, no, she wouldn't throw a Disney cartoon in there.
That was with the talking goat,
sure
too, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Damn.
I almost said it, but then almost. I was like, no cartoon.
You should take the risk. It doesn't hurt you, I guess. Yeah,
right. It wouldn't hurt you.
All right.
go to hell, Smooth. So here we go.
Word.
Smooth.
Yes.
The Persian polygon, son of Zeus, fights with the descendants of the underground world to prevent them from conquering the heavens and the earth.
Ooh, I know this one.
Clash of the Titans?
Nope.
It is Clash of the Titans.
It's not Raid of the Titans?
No, dude, it's Clash of the Titans.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
give me that music
for
that right answer.
Bullshit.
1-0.
Oh, I'm going to have to ask you to settle down, Montego. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, I'm sorry. Here we go. This one's for you, Montego. This one was translated into Maori.
All right.
All right. One teenager finds that he is a descendant of a Greek god and is delighted to decide on the war between the gods.
Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief?
That sure is true. Yeah. And so it's 1-1. 1-1. All right. Dwayne.
Yes.
This was translated into Western Frisian.
I know that shit.
An adjustment from the great epic of Homer follows the film on the attack by the Green Army and gets the lot of men.
Is it, damn, what was that with Brad Pitt? Troy?
Yes! Yes! I'm so impressed. That's 2-1. All right.
He's steaming over here. Look at this. You should see this guy. You can put an egg on him.
Montego.
Yes.
This was. It's okay. This is translated. This is translated into Korean.
Fuck. Go ahead.
The legendary Greek hero leads a daring adventurer team with a dangerous quest for the legendary Golden Fleece.
Golden Fleece. I should know this.
Yeah, it is.
It's not Hercules, is it? The Rock.
No.
No, I don't think so. What is it?
Jason and the Argonauts.
Holy shit. It's been years since I've seen that movie. Oh, boy.
Okay, well, that means that Dwayne wins, but we'll ask him his last question anyway. Dwayne, this is was translated into Malagasy, which I'm probably saying that wrong, so I apologize. But King Leonidas of Sparta and over 300 men are fighting the Persians in Thermopylae at 480 BC.
Damn. No, that's 300.
Yeah. I tried not to do that one because it had 300 in it, but right. Anyway, you won anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered. I had a tiebreaker, but
This is horse shit. This is the worst horse shit I've ever heard of in my life.
Gee.
Oh my goodness!
See how calm I am as a winner. I'm not rubbing it in.
Bitch.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I'm the best for the day. I'm not saying that I'm the champion. I'm not saying that, you know, I am number one and you finish last. I'm not doing none of that, Montego. I'm just taking
bullshit.
It as humbly as I can.
This is the worst. Dude.
I am a good winner.
This is
you are being a poor loser. Mm-hmm. Give me a high five, man.
Because I ain't
man.
Giving you shit. Come get on, out man. Of here. Hell
that's
no.
A good win,
get away bro. From me. Giving you a goddamn thing. All right, it's time to move on. Let's get out of this shit, man. This is not.
Yeah,
my
let's
day.
Do something fun. Let's do something fun. You want to talk about Thor Ragnarok?
After we take a break, goddamn. I got to get myself okay. together. You suck, Dwayne.
Thank you.
This is the big one in this corner. Thor Ragnarok. In the other corner, all the less of success the other two Thor movies have had. So, yep. 2017, we have Thor Ragnarok, Marvel's big daddy that's been waiting for all this year. Chris Hemsworth, Tom Hiddleston, Kate Blanchett, Mark Ruffalo, Idris Elba, Jeff Goldblum, Tessa Thompson, Carl Urban, Anthony Hopkins, Benedict Cumberbatch, and hey, they used the voice of Clancy Brown in this movie, man. Ray Stevenson was in this movie for 5 seconds, man, you know? So, there we go. Hey, Sam Neill was in this movie, man. How about that?
Really?
Yeah, Sam Neill was the actor that was Odin. Yeah, how about that? So, anyway, did anybody see, you keep seeing the head of Beta Ray Bill on that?
I did see that. I was like, oh.
I'm like, Beta Ray Bill! Beta Ray Bill! Beta Ray Bill! Beta Ray Bill!
There he is. There's Beta Ray Bill.
Right. So, okay. So, this is Marvel's Big Daddy, man. And, you know, here we go. Let's just go around the room real quick. We'll do spoiler free real quick.
Spoiler free. Okay.
Spoiler free. What did you think of this move?
I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah. It was nice. It was better. It was way better than the two. That I felt it was better than the first two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tiff, what'd you think about this one?
Yeah, I had a good time. I had fun time watching it.
Fun time. I enjoyed the shit out of it, of course. The trailers looked really Guardians of the Galaxy-ish, and I think they did a really good job following that formula of fun. Because not all the movies have to be the same. If you kept them all serious like Captain America, Winter Soldier, or something, then nobody would have any fun. I mean, right. Captain America was dope. It had funny moments, but it wasn't a funny movie.
Right.
This one, you know, on the comedy side and a little heavy on the comedy side, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was perfect.
Yeah.
It, you know, for that. Mm. Anyway, so let's hit the spoilers and stuff. We're going to hit them spoilers, and we're just going to talk about this thing and just let the people know. So, plenty of trailers for this one. Some of the stuff they could have not put in the trailer, so it would have been more interesting. Like, I would have really liked to not see the hammer explode.
Yeah.
That would have been a nice surprise.
Yeah, that would have been very shocking.
Oh, it would have shocked the shit out of you, because you would have been like, oh, it's going to come back. Right. You know, it was a trick. It was an illusion. Right. It was Loki. You know, but that happened, and they never straightened that out and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they could have kept the Hulk surprise.
That
would have been nice, though, because it was a surprise when you saw it in the trailer. You were like, oh, shit.
But I think that was to get you to come to, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think Marvel got a built-in audience now, man. I don't really think you got to. And it made, in the middle of this week, it made over $500 million, you know, and that was like Wednesday.
Well, true, but the thing is, for me, the first two Thors, I didn't see them. The first Thor I saw in the theater, the second one I did not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I watched them both in the theater. Yeah. And I actually like both of the Thors.
Mm.
I like the second Thor way better than the first one because the scale was so much better and bigger.
Right.
The first one seemed a little claustrophobic to me. We talked about that on the show before. This movie was massive.
It was all
over the universe, and it felt all over the universe.
It was supposed to.
Yeah.
Right. It didn't feel like a little corner of the universe. Mm-hmm. It was everywhere, and I think they did a really good job doing that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Tiff.
Oh, I was going to ask a question, but it's kind of a skipping. So they go to that planet where the guy is.
Shakar.
Mm. So it's all this trash. There's a bunch of trash there. But here's the thing. They kind of fell through the stream.
Yes.
Into Shakar. Are people just throwing garbage through the streams? Or like, where's the garbage coming from?
You know what? I think the garbage might just be space debris, you know? Right, just because it has to go somewhere.
Yeah, those portals. Yeah.
And there's singularities, which means we're getting all scientific, which means they have gravity.
Right.
So it would be drawing things that way, you know?
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah.
So I think.
Okay, I'll allow it.
That's a good theory.
I mean, it has gravity.
Right,
so.
It has gravity, so it's pulling the junk. Like
that's cool. I'm just really super happy that Loki. I want them to have a movie kind of like they did it in this one, where they're friends and they just work together.
They were friends and working together, but still jackasses.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, still. But here's the thing: it's like brothers.
But it was better in this movie because finally, Thor had finally got hip to his foolishness. You know, he had his number in this movie, which was good because it's like, it would be so dumb for you to still just be so dumb.
Be oblivious to this. Yeah.
And he keeps fooling you with the same tricks. I've been saying that from day one.
Rubbing your nose in it.
You would always fall for that, you know. And so it was so cool that he wasn't falling for it. Now, my hugest complaint in this whole movie was the voice of Korg.
Thank you.
I hated it.
Thank you. I was about to get to that.
Hey, mate. What's going on?
Yeah, man.
Y'all thought it was funny.
Man.
It wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny because
I didn't like it.
I'm gonna just elaborate just a little bit on it because when you read Planet Hulk, you already have this idea of what his voice sounds like.
Like he's gonna sound like the Thing,
right? And then when they animated Planet Hulk, they gave you that voice.
Yeah,
that's true. And so I'm like, okay, I'm looking for this deep crackly voice, and you give me this hype. What's the comedian? You give me that, man. You give me that voice. You know what I'm talking about? Ozzy. You give me the Ozzy voice. You know what I'm saying? So, that was a big disappointment.
I like the character, though. I liked the humor in it. It was nice having a big guy.
Yeah, but the voice, they messed up with the voice, though.
What's his name? I don't even know his name. It's called TK Watili?
Something like that, man.
So, he played Korg. So.
Yeah, he was the voice of Korg.
Anyway, so Tessa Thompson, man, she really surprised me in the role that she was playing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right from the beginning with the drunk thing looked silly at first until she fell off the ship.
Right, right.
And then I was like, oh, she is really messed up.
She's hammered. Yeah. She's hammered.
Because she fell
into the garbage.
Far.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And then got up and the creature, that was disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And the ship was cool with the little punching bags.
Right,
killed all the stuff. So, I enjoyed it. I wonder, Tiff, where is she from? Do you know? Was that her real voice, or is she American?
Oh, I think she might be British, but I don't know for sure.
The British accent sound more natural to me than she did in Creed. Really? You know, when she was in Creed, it seemed more natural to me.
Okay.
So I don't know. No, she's from California.
No, she's American. She's from Los Angeles. Yeah,
I'm say she did the Philly accent pretty good.
Tiff,
she did a good job.
Yeah. Tiff, there's an American actress that can do a British accent,
European. She is.
Yeah, she was very convinced. I thought it was her natural accent. I said, oh shit, well, we had it wrong all this time. She's actually from over there. Mm. But
I thought she was really cool because they were all like when they held her in such reverence, and they're like, oh, you're a Val. Even her and Thor and Loki both were like impressed.
Yeah, and I like that they were all gone. I like that they, you know, that's why we haven't seen them all this time.
Right.
And it was kind of cool the way Asgardian's age, because she's much older than Thor. She's old enough to be his great grandmama. You know what I'm saying? If she was fighting.
Yeah, her. But at the same time, they do. Yes, they age differently, but also on that planet, you age differently.
Well. Only thing I would have liked to see with her, honestly, is her hair and pigtails, like in the comic. Because that just looks so good on that character.
Oh yeah.
And they chose not to do it on it with her. I would have liked to see that.
Well, yeah, that's the Vikings trademark.
Well, yeah.
Maybe they did it and she looks goofy. You know what I mean? Like they probably tried.
Might have been. Yeah.
She might not have had the right face for it. That's true. Yeah. 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 That might be true. Yeah. So Thor goes out. Thor is fighting Clancy Brown in the beginning, right? The Ragnarok wannabe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I really liked it. I thought it was fun. I liked, you know, the teasing. And I like how he really wasn't in no danger. You know? He was just like, you know, whatever. The Odin thing, I like how he had Loki's number.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Right, from the beginning. Thank goodness. Some growth in the character.
Right. Like, what part of the play is this? What part did this happen?
Right. I did thought the play
Could you imagine?
I thought the play was hilarious.
It
was.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was.
I did too. I thought that was a really nice touch. Matt Damon, hilarious.
He was, yeah.
I didn't even realize that was him.
Yeah, that's the first thing I realized. I'm like, Matt Damon?
See, yeah. I'm looking at Sam Neill. I ain't even looking at Matt Damon.
Loki. Matt Damon was Loki.
He was playing Loki. Yep, he was playing Loki.
They go to Earth to find our boy. They completely changed that. Let's talk about
that. I loved that, though. I loved the scenes with Doctor Strange. When I was watching it the whole time, all I could think was, man, I can't wait for another Doctor Strange movie.
Me too. Yeah. Because once he got to the Sanctum Sanctorum, I was really like, damn it. Now I want to watch a Doctor Strange, you know?
Yeah.
But they reshot all that because they had extra scenes at the end of Doctor Strange with Thor.
Right.
You know, with
yes,
and it didn't match at all.
Right.
And I wonder why Stephen Strange felt the need to just keep jacking him up like that and keeping him off balance and, you know, all the boom, boom, boom. I was like, wow, why is he doing that?
I don't think I was thinking about that too. Did you notice that he was like, oh, does my power work the same with Asgardians?
Oh, you think he was testing?
Yeah.
No, I think he was either testing it or it was slightly different, like because when he was traveling him around the library and stuff like that, he would get disoriented. But then to travel him farther, he had to have a lock of his hair. He's never had to do that for other people.
Oh yeah,
that might be.
They just made a little circle.
So I think it had to do with like just the power of Asgardians to move through the space time as well.
Do you know what I really like? This is for Thor fans. I love that he had the umbrella.
Yeah,
in the record,
yeah,
because
in
the book it started out as a cane, walking cane, he would like smack it on the ground. I was like, oh, that's a hammer, I like how he threw the hammer on the guy's mouth, on the creature's mouth, and held
him. That was cool as hell. You stay there, stay there for a minute. I'll figure this out.
But yeah, so he's in Shady Acres, right? So they thought it's gone. Thor takes a minute to take a picture with the ladies and stuff, you know.
That was cool too. Cool. I like that, man.
Cool,
yeah.
There's Odin about to die.
Yeah.
He died a beautiful death out there, you know. And the lady wasted no time coming through there starting stuff.
Right.
And she came through, Tiff, with that sexy hair just looking all good over her eyes.
She looks beautiful in this movie. Not that she doesn't normally, but she looks especially beautiful.
Except for her little shoulders. Something about them sticking up in that little outfit.
Well, it's because they were like veiny on purpose. Like, that was it was part of the makeup choice.
I was like, ooh, I don't know about them shoulders. So she dispatches our heroes like they was nothing. They fall through that stream and stuff.
She crushed. That's when she crushed the hammer.
Yeah, man.
Destroyed Mjolnir.
Yeah. Like nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, quickly he ends up on Sakaar. I love the little Disney ride that he was going through. Which, So Jeff Goldblum played Jeff Goldblum, but it did not disappoint. I thought it was perfect.
It was.
Yeah, it worked pretty well, actually. I thought so, too.
Yeah, because he was so oblivious to, you know, nothing mattered except for what he wanted to matter at that time. And, you know, when he hit the goo with the guy and stuff. And it was so bad. And there's Loki.
Right.
Made himself to the table.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know?
Right.
So, like, yeah. So that was good. Yeah. I don't. So they had some of the heroes, Dwayne, from
the
Planet Hulk.
Yeah, from the
and so bound, basically Thor was Hulk in this movie.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he was the leader.
Right. He was at the planet.
You had Meek.
He had Meek, yeah. And when that thing, when he bust through that damn wall, you know, and then it was still great, that scene, even though we saw it in the trailer. Mm. But I know this guy. What a fight. Hot damn, what a fight. And I just I was wondering, you know, was he gonna actually get the better of Hulk in this thing? But he did. I was surprised because, you know, he just—I don't know—because Hulk knew what he was doing too. It wasn't like he was like didn't have a memory of him or nothing like that. Right. He just was like, I like it here.
I'm accepted.
Right.
I'm accepted here. Yeah.
Yeah. They beat the hell out that little arena. Good fight, man.
It was.
That was like a great superhero fight. The last time you seen them do anything was in Avengers 1, where they were just punching each other from time to time.
Right, yeah.
So this was pretty good. So Thor wins the day and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. And now they got to try to figure out a way to escape.
Right.
So what did you think about the way the interaction that Hulk was acting, the Hulk was acting with Thor in the room and stuff like that? Did you guys like that? Or
I kind of did. I did. It was refreshing, and I liked how he hurt his feelings. It lets you know that, you know what I'm saying, when he said, "Yeah, Earth doesn't like you," and he was ready to punch him. And he's like, "You know what?" It's like, man, fuck you, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I hit you, it ain't even going to... Yeah, but I like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Showed a little more depth of the Hulk, you know what I'm saying?
And when he called him dumb, he ain't like that.
Right, yeah. He's like, where's Banner? He's like, no Banner. It's Hulk. You know what I'm saying? No Banner.
How about Chris Hemsworth with his comedic timing in this movie?
He did good.
It's pretty good, actually.
It was actually good. I love when he was like, who likes Banner with the little beep, 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 beep? I was like, that's pretty good. Pretty good. Like,
when he throws the thing to try to escape through the glass and it comes back and hits him, I mean, there's lots of really nice little things in this.
Mm. Oh, yeah. He took that ball. Where is he?
Yeah.
But one of my favorite things in the whole movie. Okay, so when they escape and they get on the thing, and Banner comes, you know, comes back from being the Hulk, and he has to wear Tony Stark's clothes, and then later he's like, Tony's pants are so tight.
and you know something, the good direction of that whole thing was that he never let it go. He kept yanking on his crotch the whole time. He was just like, he met the lady. He was, you know, and then he put the glasses on, and he was like, yeah, he does look like Tony Stark. Mm. You know, he had the whole Tony look, and that was great. And walking through the people amongst the city, I think those were great scenes,
yeah,
man.
It was,
you
yeah.
know, Thor trying to hide. Really good, man. Really good to see these characters not being larger than life, you know, trying to mix in amongst regular people and stuff, and not being treated like, you're the greatest.
And that's where I thought they was going to go with that. Like you just said, with the end, like you said, they did a whole 180, and that it worked.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's why I didn't like the Thor movies in the, you know, the first two, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, it was a large, they didn't have the comedic role right here. You know what I'm saying? Well, it wasn't really made to be, you know, funny like this one was, but.
Well, yeah, I think the first Thor movie tried a little bit, but it didn't really work because I don't think he had enough to work with.
Right.
It was just, you know, you had the Warriors 3 and none of them was really all that funny. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Only person he could probably stick jabs with would be Hawkeye in the first one.
Oh, well, yeah. And so they pretty much escape. It's a pretty daring escape. I mean, what's good about Marvel is they don't show you the same thing over and over again.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I love how they were like jumping from ship to ship. And it's like Thor gets like, maybe I should be out there doing what she's doing because she was tearing them ships up. And then, you know, he's like, so he went out there and it worked, you know, because Asgardians are tough, man. Well, at least some of the Asgardians go down like nothing.
Right, yeah. Like so, the, yeah, like the one dude that just he's like, yeah, I'm running with you, Hera. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'm glad the Carl Urban character could have been a piece of just worthless garbage, but I kind of like what they did with it, because the one in the comic book, the executioner, it's nothing good about him.
Yeah,
you know, but they made him like just a clown in this movie, you know. And it, I wondered, was he gonna kill that lady? What did y'all think when he raised up the axe and he was gonna drop it on her?
I kind of knew that he wasn't, because there would be no redeeming him.
Yeah, he didn't want to be there.
Right, yeah. You could, from the very beginning.
He was just cowardly.
Yeah, like, dude, I just don't want to die. So, whatever, you know what I mean?
He looked just like he did in the comic, though. That was like perfect translation right there with the little x-rays in the head and stuff. And but it was funny that they chose to go that route, that he was like, I'm just the janitor.
Right.
So there's Hemdale, right? He's running around like being the. I thought they was gonna make him king for a minute.
At
you know, toward the end, because I was like, he actually led the people. You know, he actually took care of the people.
That, let's be honest, the hardest working character in this whole movie is Hemdale.
Yeah,
he's like running and getting people hidden and stealing the sword.
Hey, just swinging that damn sword was enough.
Yeah, that boy was big. Yeah, that was a big sword.
Did we have to kill the Warriors Three? And where was Lady Sif? Where was she at this whole time? I'm like,
good question.
Where was Lady Sif?
Yeah,
you killed Vestige like nobody's business, and just nothing.
Damn. Boom, boom. And what's the dude that's the war Thor now? They killed him too, didn't they?
That's Vestige.
Yeah, right.
They killed both of them, and then they end up killing Hogan, you know, in the square. And
but she's like, and all the whole thing is like, the time that you're watching this, she's so cool.
She was a good villain, I have to admit.
Right.
She was not weak.
Right.
She was not indecisive. She wasn't she had no character flaw like they always do, especially with female villains. It's always some kind of character flaw that they fall to.
Yeah, right.
She had no weakness, dude. The reason why she lost is because she didn't think about this Ragnarok and this helmet and this, you know, that's the only thing, you know.
Right.
And she brought all those dead people back to life.
Back to life, yeah.
You know, I guess the only biggest thing that she did was that she had no desire to rule the people. Because if she probably would have tried to actually be a benevolent, not even benevolent, but a caring ruler, or at least Asgard, but she might have got some of them people behind her.
But I guess she couldn't be caring. Where was she at? She was sentenced to what?
Yeah, but that was by Odin. She came back to rule Asgard and the Nine Realms and above. But Asgardians in the Marvel Universe are some of the strongest people in the universe, right? Why would you try to eradicate all those people and treat them that way? You know, why are you putting them at your heel? Recruit them. I'm just saying, you know, I might be going a little too deep. I might be going too deep. Who knows? But so they have the big fight. Our boy Big Green is back on the scene. He's fighting the dog and stuff. So they kind of kept him out of the fight with fighting the big creature and stuff in the water. But it was cool.
That was cool.
How about the scene when the man fell on the dam out the plane and landed on his face and should have been dead? Holy shit. I'm like, wow, they really I thought they was doing the cool, I'm jumping out here, turning into the Hulk. That man poof, fell like a, it was terrible.
Right, that was funny, man. he didn't change. Man, he thudded too. He's a big thud. Like,
his legs and arms was all twisted up and he was all in bad shape, man. So they have this fight. I don't know how many bullets the executioner had for those M16s. He was just shooting
fast. That he was going to town.
Right.
So, you know, I like the way the whole thing worked out, man.
I do too. I want to say about this fight, I think it was a good balance between like not being so short that you're like, okay, well, that's unbelievable because this is obviously a culminating battle where like she's really strong. And not being so long that you're like, man, this guy, you know what I mean? They did a good job with that.
It could have been long and stupid,
right?
You know, but
they
negated the numbers of both sides by putting them on the bridge, so you didn't have too much chaos going on, because it does get kind of silly sometimes when it's just this epic raging battle and you see people in the background getting, you know, wasted and stuff, and you always wonder, I wonder how many people died, you know?
Right, exactly.
Do they even care, you know?
Right.
No.
So they get on the ship and that's cool, you know, the ship takes off, man, and then they release the beast. Lisa, and you know that damn Loki when he sent him into that locker.
You knew he took. Yeah,
he took the Tesseract.
Right, you know he took. Yeah, because he looked at. You know,
he took the Bifrost. Right. He took it all,
he
man.
He took everything. Anything he could stuff in his pocket.
How about when she saw the Infinity Gauntlet and she was like, "Fake." I was like, "Damn."
Oh yes, that was amazing.
Right.
I was like, "Uh oh." Right. Uh oh. So right. y'all don't have the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, get that out of here. I know, you know what I'm saying? I know it. Yeah, well, we know Thanos got it.
Well, I really think that Odin should have had a better will. Goodness gracious, dude. You went out there and died. You ain't got your affairs in order or nothing, you know?
Well, he's a god. They don't have will.
Right, yeah. He didn't expect to be tricked by his
you call the lawyer of Asgard.
Right. You need your
affairs in order, sir. Right. We really need you to sign on these documents. Right. You must send everything to Thor. Anyway. So, you know, I thought it was a great ride. And we said Meek died, and he said Meek's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
Oh, that was pretty funny, actually.
I just... his voice bothered me so bad.
It did, man. Croc's voice bothered me. You know what I mean? I didn't care about that, but Croc...
I think it's a great addition, and I like how they put their own identity on it by making it funny. Did Loki show up in the end? Was he on that ship?
Yeah, they're on the ship together.
They're all on the ship,
So when Thor sat in the chair, okay, so...
Yeah, they all on
they
the
was
ship,
all good with that. So Thor has no eye, y'all. And do we got what's the next Marvel movie? Black Panther. Which I have nothing to do with what's going on with Thor.
No.
We won't see anything more of that until Infinity Gauntlet because of that little thing at the end. Hey Tiff, how late did you stay at the end of the movie?
I watched the after credits.
I got the hell out of there.
So did anything happen?
They had, I think Thanos is like on a ship at the end. Then at the end there's like a joke with Jeff Goldblum, which is fine.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He told you to get out the theater. There's nothing else to see here.
I wonder if they're gonna bring his brother. I mean, yeah, isn't his brother the grandmaster?
The grandmaster,
and yeah. So anyway, so that's it, man. That's all we had to say about Thor. I think it was it's a total recommend for Montego. What about you, Smooth?
Hell yeah,
Tiffo Bot.
Totally recommending it as well. Yes.
So that's gonna do it for today, man. That's we came to do the damn thing, and we got it done. So. Man, will it be time for Justice League?
We got the Punisher, the 17th, baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Netflix.
Yeah.
The Punisher.
Hey, guess what? Next show to be announced, because I'm not so sure what we should do.
All right.
Maybe we can watch a little Punisher, man. You know, that might be all right, man.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm looking forward to the Punisher.
It's beautiful stuff.
It's a good time to be a potato.
Yeah, goodness gracious.
Call me Mr. Potato Head.
All right, so that's it. My name is Montego Bradley, host of Fans of Patrol. With me is my dynamite and sensitive co-host, Miss Tifflebot.
That's a pleasure, as always.
All right, and the smooth one himself?
SMWV spells Dwayne, not smooth. I mean smooth, not Dwayne.
little switcheroo there. It's all good.
Yeah, switched up.
All right, and until next week, we will figure out what the hell we're going to do, and we will be
on patrol.